اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، اهلا يا شهر رمضان.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله على ما أنعم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم، الصلاة والسلام على من بالحلم والجود والكرم زين الركن والمقام والزمزم أشرف ولد آدم حبيب إله العالم أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of worships of mu'mineen during this holy month. We are going to recite one part of Sermon 192 of Nahjul Balagha. Two nights before we recited two letters of Amir al-Mu'mineen. One of them he sent to Muawiyah, and another one Amir al-Mu'mineen sent us a letter to Harith Hamdani. This is a very beautiful sermon and khutbah of Nahjul Balagha. First I translate this sermon, and some part of this sermon I try to explain. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإن الله سبحانه يختبر عباده المستكبرين في أنفسهم بأوليائه المستضعفين في أعينهم. This is the tradition for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tests his arrogant creatures with his beloved person who are humble in their eyes. فَلَقَدْ دَخَلَ مُوسَى بْنُ إِمْرَانَ وَمَعَهُ أَخُوهُ هَارُونَ عَلَى فِرْعَوْنَ. The Prophet Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام and his brother Harun, they went to Pharaoh. وَعَلَيْهِمَا مَدَارِعُ الصُّوفِ. And while they're wearing rough shirts of wool. وَبَأَيْدِيهِمَا الْعَصَى. And they were holding in their hand sticks, asa. Some people said that asa is mustahab for old person, but I think they made a mistake, because we have a rabayat, when you get old, be muhtat, be very cautious. No, asa, in this beautiful hadith, it means that be cautious. Take asa, take sticks, be very cautious. Think about your consequence of any actions, anything, because you get old. Yeah, and sometimes they translated, no, only holding asa is mustahab. No, holding asa, I don't think is mustahab itself. Holding asa, it means that asa of ihtiyat. Be careful about your life. وَعَلَيْهِمَا مَدَارِعُ الصُّوفِ وَبَأَيْدِيهِمَا الْعَصَى. When they went to the palace of Pharaoh, فَشَرَطَ لَهُ إِنْ أَسْلَمَا بَقَاءَ مُلْكِهِ وَدَوَامَ إِزِّهِ. They told him, we grant your mulk, your government, if you become Muslim. Muslim, it means if you follow us, if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not here to take your government, take your honor. No, you can have your position, but with this condition that if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means that before the negotiation, they gave him a single point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negotiated even with Pharaoh. And give him a point. Before anything, give him a point. فقال ألا تعجبون من هذين يشرطان لي دوام العز وبقاء الملك. He turned to his companion, to his people, and said that Do you not wonder at these two men granting me the continue of my honor and the retention of my country? وَهُمَا بِمَا تَرَوْنَ مِنْ حَالِ الْفَقْرِ وَالظُّلْمِ While they are very poor and you see their poverty and their misery. فَهَلَّا أُلْقِيَ عَلَيْهِمَا أَصَابِرَةٌ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ If you really come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you really have a poverty, why do they not have gold bracelets and on their hand? Because they, at that time, and even now, some people, they think that if someone has money, if someone has a gold, if someone has a wealth, he is an honored person. And Pharaoh told them, if you really has power, why you don't have gold bracelet on your hand? إِعْظَامًا لِلذَّهَبِ وَجَمْئِهِ وَاحْتِقَارًا لِلصُّوفِ وَاللُّبْسِهِ لِلصُّوفِ وَاللُّبْسِهِ He said, so feeling proud of his gold and collected possessions and considering wool and its cloth as nothing. وَلَوْ أَرَادَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ سُبْحَانَهُ لَأَنْبِيَائِهِ حيث بعثهم أن يفتح لهم كنوز الذهبان. أمير المؤمنين from this end make argue that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give to his prophet أن يفتح لهم كنوز الذهبان ومعادن الإقيان ومغارس الجنان وأن يحشر معهم طيور السماء وبهوش الأراضين لفعل. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala been appointed his prophet, if he had wished to open for them treasures and mines of gold and planted gardens and to collect around them birds of the skies and beasts of the earth, he could have done so. If Allah wanted to give them all of the gold of the world, he could. وَلَوْ فَعَلَىٰ But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to his prophet those things, gold and wealth and everything, the usually rich people and non-believe people, they love it. وَلَوْ فَعَلَىٰ If he do, لَسَّقَتَ الْبَلَىٰ وَبَتَلَ الْجَزَىٰ وَمَحَلَّةِ الْأَنْبَاءِ If he had done, then there would have been no examinations, no tests, nor any rewards and no glad tidings. It means that all of the thing about the Jannah, about hell, all of them will be removed. Because when there is no test, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to give reward to his to people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this material world such a these things to test his people. If anbiya has a lot of money, so people go to there not for their message, for their money. If they had a government, people attracted, go to them, but no for message, no for his position as the messenger of Allah. They went to there because of their money, their position. وَلَمَنْ وَجَبَ لِلْقَائِلِينَ أُجُورُ الْمُبْتَلِينَ And the rewards of the believers will not be obligatory. وَلَسْتَحَيَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ ثَوَابَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ And the believers could not deserve the rewards of good acts. وَلَا لَزَمَتْ لَهُمَا مَعَانِيهِمَا And all these words would not be retained and kept their meaning. It means that the meaning of the jaza, of the rewards, meaning of punishment, all of those meaning will be changed. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give jaza to the one who went to the Prophet because of his wealth? And then, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ جعل رسله اولی قوة فی عزائمهم. الله سبحانه و تعالی makes his prophet firm in their determination and their purpose. Their purpose, their message was very strong. و ضعفة فی ما تر الاعین من حالاتهم and gave them weakness of appearance as seen from the eyes. مع قناعة تملأ القلوب والعيون غنى along with contentment and satisfaction that fill the heart and eyes. It means that the normal people, when they see mansions, when they see luxury cars, suddenly they wish to have it. Okay? Because they like it. Yeah. But the other people, the mu'mineen, the real mu'mineen, he believe in the day of judgment. He said, we are not here to build a building. We are here to build a building in hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَنُبَوَّأَنَّهُمْ. We are prepared a big mansion for them. Where? In Firdaus. In the best part of heavens. And then وَلَوْ كَانَتِ الْأَنْبِيَاء وَلَوْ كَانَتِ الْأَنْبِيَاء أَهْلَ قُوَّةٍ لَا تُرَمْ. Suppose if Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possessed authority that could not be assaulted or attacked. If they have such a power and might. وَإِزَّةً لَا تُضَمْ. And if they have an honor that could not be damaged. وَمُلْكٍ تَمُدُّ نَحْوَهُ أَعْنَاقَ الرَّجُلِ. And if they have a power and government which the neck of the people would tear. If they had such a power وَتَشُدُّ إِلَيْهِ أَقْدَ الرَّهَالِ and all of the eyes look at them لَكَانَ ذَلِكَ أَحْبَنُ عَلَى الْخَلْقِ فِي الْإِعْتِبَارِ. It would have been very easy for people to seek lessons. وَعَبْعَدَ لَهُمْ فِي الْإِسْتِكْبَارِ and quite difficult to feel pride. وَلَأَمَنُوا أَنْ رَحْبَةٍ قَاهِرَةٍ لَهُمْ. And then the people would have then accepted belief because of fear felt by them. Not because of their message. Because of the fear from them, because they have very power. And then أو رغبة مائلة بهم and other groups of people, they became mu'min because of inclination, attraction them. Yeah, because of they are very wealthy people and people became mu'min, became Muslim because of their wealth. And فكانت النيات مشتركة and this time the intention and niyat of the people would have been the same. وَالْحَسَنَاتُ مُقْسِمَةٌ. It means that the people have a love of Allah and Prophet of Allah and love of their wealth. So you cannot find at that time the real intention. The khulus in niyat. You cannot find. People went to Anbiya not because of being Nabi. No, because of their wealth, because of their government. ولكن الله سبحانه وتعالى أراد أن يكون الأتباء لرسله والتصديق بكتبه والاستكانة حره والاستسلام لطاعته أمورا له خاصة. الله سبحانه وتعالى is buying a worship which done خالصة only for him, for the sake of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. If only 1% of your amal before someone else and 90% of your amal for Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I don't like it. I don't need it. Give to someone that 1% you did for sake of him. And said, وَلَكِنَّ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَىٰ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَكُونَ لَإِتْطَبَاءِ رَسُولِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided that people should follow his prophet. التصديق بكتبه and acknowledge his book والخشوع لوجهه and remain humble before his face والاستكانة لحره and obey his command and accept his obedience with sincerity in which there should not be on point of anything else, only for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none for someone else. And then وَكُلَّمَا كَانَتِ الْبَلْوَى وَالْإِخْتِبَارُ أَعْذَمْ كَانَتِ الْمَثُوبَةُ وَالْجَزَاءُ أَجْزَلْ. This is a beautiful statement of Amir al-Mu'minin. He said, if you want to know which worship is better, which worship if you do, you can get more benefit, more reward. He said, and at the exam, as the exam and difficulty would be hard, the reward should be longer. As much as your worship is hard, so the reward also should be more and more and more. So it means that when you do it in amal very easy, very easily you do it, so the reward is less. But if amal is difficult, so the reward also is more. Yeah. For example, we in fasting, all of amal you can find in fasting. The fasting, the niyat of fasting only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 70 hours, 80 hours, 19 hours. You actually didn't eat, didn't drink. So as the amal is difficult, so the reward is too much. And in Hajj, as the amal of Hajj is difficult and very hard, so the reward and jaza for amal Hajj is too difficult. And Amir al-Mu'minin emphasized on niyat and intention of your amal. The thing which improved the rewards of your action, your worship, your amal is your niyat. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ قَالَ Umar. This riwayat from Umar. Sometimes I did search about this riwayat. Who mentioned this riwayat? You know, Umar mentioned from Rasulullah, but as we don't accept Umar, so we cannot accept this riwayat as well. The source of this riwayat is from Umar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correct our intention and in a'mal, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to improve our ma'rifah and knowledge about our religion. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to know Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam and his statement and follow his statement. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat الأحياء منهم بالأموات اللهم اجعل عواقب أمورنا خيرا اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والناصر اللهم اجعل عواقب أمورنا خيرا اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد